Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great big vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman, your host of Purpose Talk Radio, and today is Friday, August 17th, 2018, and we'll be talking about Purpose Talk Radio, Unplugged, and what exactly that means. And it's more than Purpose Talk Radio, it's your life as well, and how and when we unplug and create downtime. Before we do that, I want to tell you that the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio is what you heard, I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. That song can be found and purchased at truetrinity.com, T-R-U-E-T-R-I-N-I-T-Y.com. Of course, that is not the full song. That is just a piece of it. We start and end the show with just pieces of the entire song. So if you're interested in that, please look at purchasing it there. Just a whole 99 cents. Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you every Friday. Noon Pacific, well, every time we broadcast anyway, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. The purpose of Purpose Talk Radio is very simple. It's to bring you guests and topics related to living your purpose, how one came to achieve it, how they came to know what it is, and hopefully a few suggestions of how you too can achieve your own purpose. We do have some opportunities for you to share your own purpose as well as products or services related to living purpose. And you can suggest those to me by sending an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com. Actually, you can do that on anything related to this show. And that would be C-I-N-D-Y. @purposetalkradio.com. One such sponsor is True Visions Travel, and they are a full-service travel company, especially dedicated to those who need some individualized accommodations. And you can find them at truevisionstravel.com, TrueVisionsTravel.com. Everything from setting up your trip to renting a car, making the plane reservations, some attractions in the area, etc. And whether the locations are accessible to people with disabilities. So, having said that very easily, and I think that's all the stuff I need to not tell you now in this show. Particularly, you see that we are no longer able to promote the show out to our Facebook audiences or Twitter or that when we are on the air. So I do ask that if you are listening, please do share with your community that you are listening to the show and send them the link to it. If you'd like to participate yourself, I would invite you to do so by going to the chat room at the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio page, if you are on that page right now. Excuse me, I have a frog in the throat today. And you can send messages through that if you'd like, if you are registered with a name. If you come in as a guest, we can't get any of your messages, unfortunately.
But what you can do is send a message through Facebook, if you are on Facebook, to the Purpose Talk Radio page. You can email me directly. Or you can go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, which is a Facebook group that we have particularly for this show. And, you know, if you listen to the show live or archived, there is a post that's pinned to the top of that page from one show to the next, from the previous show. So you can feel free to put your comments, your questions, things like that in that area, in that group, and we will keep an eye on that as well. We'd love to have you come through with any comments that you have regarding the show. So, having said all of that, I think we are ready to get into our topic for today. You can also Skype in, and you can also call in. Hey, that's probably the best way. We'd love to have you participate in the conversation on the air if you have any thing you'd like to do to participate in that. And you can do that by calling in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Okay, so we have the topic of Unplugged today. Otherwise, sometimes known as downtime, known as turning off the TV, the radio, and all the other stuff that goes there in your life. It means a lot of different things to different people. Unplugged means going acoustic when it comes to musicians. And participating in acoustic as opposed to electric concerts. And so sometimes in the process of that, people think, oh, well, it's different sound. Well, it is, exactly. It gets a different type of sound. It gets a different type of message in the music often when musicians actually unplug their instruments and get away from the electronics of performing. When their guitars are all acoustic, when it's a piano versus a keyboard sound. You know, we think of some of our musicians, such as Aretha Franklin, who recently passed. You know, there were some things that she did more unplugged, so to speak. She could do some things a cappella if she wanted to. And come across with, for her, a similar vocal sound, of course, but a different backup sound. And in a lot of cases, an acoustic backup is softer. It tends to bring out the vocals more. Because it is a softer sound, it's kind of hard to go vocally unplugged because your voice doesn't really carry very often, stadium or a concert or whatever. Even the acoustics, you know, some of them, of course, they're going to be microphoned and things like that. So, what we're talking about is unplugging our lives and thinking of the difference that sound makes in our life. So what we need to think of with that is how sound in general, when we are around the electronics, might differ in our lives. What happens when we schedule downtime and time without the electronic stuff. So, for example, for me, I have
as many of you know, I've been going to grad school for the past 2+ years. And for some reason, this semester, this past summer semester, was pretty tedious. And I noticed that when I got done with the semester, pretty much I am sleeping. The energy is kind of waning. the thoughts are a little cloudy sometimes. And I had to think about why that is. You know, is it a, for some people, they think it's a mild depression. For some, it's the adrenaline coming off of the adrenaline rush of the semester. And for others, it's simply I was too busy and pushing myself pretty hard during the semester. So that what happened is I didn't have the opportunity to get some of the sleep I was supposed to get. I didn't get some of the activities done that I was supposed to get done during the semester. So when it came time to settle in, settle down, what happened is I ended up crashing, basically. So I discovered how important it is to do do the things that I need to do for myself, to force myself to go on and schedule break times, schedule downtime, put things in my calendar for just sitting still, catching a movie, maybe not doing anything except just sitting still, meditation. Some people consider that as downtime because you're just listening and waiting to see what happens in the moment. So those kinds of things are really important. Some people consider sports their downtime. You know, it's an opportunity to just do whatever you want to do, to not have to focus on anybody else's stuff, anybody else's requirements. All that. So, yeah, as we do this stuff, we find that more and more it gets easier to settle down when things are hurried. It's easier for us to find out who we are. It's easier to control our emotions. All those things are easier when we unplug once in a while. So I'd like to have you think for a moment of what things really give you pleasure in life. Is it walking through a woods? Is it
playing mindless computer games. You know, ones that really don't make you think about anything. Is it just sitting still? Is it swimming in the lake, going to a movie? And think about why those events, those things give you the pleasure they do. What are you not having to deal with when you are in those moments? What do you get to forget? What do you get to not, maybe not forget it, but not focus on that moment? And I want you to also think about how that's different from some other event that you schedule into what you call your relaxing time or your spare time. You know, often in the fall and spring, the last couple of years, I've scheduled time with a deaf bowling league. And, you know, that's an entertaining, exciting, wonderful time for me because I get to be in the deaf community. I get to use the communication skills. I love the people I hang out with. All this stuff is really wonderful. Just padding, and getting the exercise I need. But that's actually not downtime because I am in with a group of people. I am hanging out. I have to think about how and what I say, in this case, sign, a lot of times, and how I'm doing it because it's not my native language. To make sure I'm understood. That kind of thing, kind of like on. Yet, when I come home, if I turn on a movie or my favorite music or, you know, those things also are wonderful for me. And yet they are more time of just relaxing because I don't have to be on with somebody. Part of that might be the introverted personality. You know, I get replenished in time by myself. Time away from people and groups and things. I love hanging with people. Just understand that. I love doing activities with other people, whether it's one or it's a group. But I also need to come back and be refreshed. Other people who are more extroverted get refreshed and rejuvenated by being in a group. If they're sitting at home doing nothing specifically, don't have any activities planned, they're uncomfortable that way. And they need to schedule. You know, they might be rejuvenated with a bowling league or a baseball league or, you know, whatever, going out for coffee with a group and just chit-chatting. That might be their downtime. You know, so all of us, based on our personality, unplug from life in different ways. Past week, I've been able to just unplug and be. Yeah, I had some things that I had to do. I needed to get some cleaning of the apartment done because I had been, you know, kind of neglecting it over the semester. So some of that had to be done. But for the most part, and there'll be more of it, but for the most part, I did that in brief stints and then just literally laid around, which is really, really, really unusual for me. And I thought it would be kind of hard, but I ended up falling asleep a lot, which told me again that my body needed some extra energy and needed some extra downtime. I was able to work on some writing. For me, that's energizing. I was able to take a book that I'd written many years ago with NaNoWriMo, a National Novel Writing Month, in November.
It was done in 2010. And I was able to start working on that and reading it and saying, hey, this was pretty good. And, oh, man, what did I write here? And, you know, at the same time, I tried to give myself space to just read, which I haven't done as a kid. It's kind of hard to not edit in the process, though, because that's a natural tendency for me. But I did start actually reading my book, my manuscript, and seeing where it was going. What did I actually write that many years ago? What kind of premise did it have? Did it make sense? The same way I do when I just read kind of mindless things for fun. I used to pick up Harlequin romances just as literal downtime. They were very predictable. They pretty much, you know, all they did was change the names of the people and the name of the place and, you know, maybe how they got there, whether there was a third person involved or not. It pretty much has a script that it follows. And I know that. And I can predict it pretty much. You know, they live happily ever after. That's exactly what it's all about. And I would read those just as downtime. I could get lost in them. I could think I was in a different world. I could dream a bit and have that as downtime for me. Now, though, I don't have a lot of that. I can't just find my way to read for fun. You know, pick up a good mystery, pick up a good romance, pick up some of these documentary or these biographies that I'd like to read. Just cause. I feel like I'm always on. I'm always plugged into a system reading because I have to read a textbook, even an outside reading. A lot of times now I'm finding myself grabbing a book on counseling. I'm grabbing something related to a disability. And I don't unplug from that theme in my life all that often. Now, I don't know about you. If you're able to do that, or if you find yourself, too, reading a lot for things related to work or things you do, you know. I think as we get older, we find ourselves in more and more rut, where we are not taking that time away to just be, to unplug, to to not learn something for the sake of going into a conversation with somebody about it. So if you've got some comments or feedback and you'd like to participate in this conversation, I'd love to have you do that. You can call in to 347-205-9074. You can put some information in the chat room if you are in that. If you've got some feedbacks or comments for us on how you yourself unplug and create downtime for yourself. What does it mean to you to have that downtime? So how many of you work with a calendar on a regular basis? I think a lot of us have had to start doing that because our lives are so busy. We work with calendars, we work with to-do lists, we work with spreadsheets. All these things where we put time in, schedule things into little cubby holes. We even do that for our kids now. You know, the kids are so busy and in activities at such a young age that we have to schedule their activities
their homework has to be scheduled. Even their snack times are scheduled. You know, they come from a schedule at school to then come home to a schedule at home so that they can get everything in. Now, I know that's not everybody. I know that's not every kid. But it's getting pretty common and starting to get down even with, I've seen some kindergartners where their whole day is just scheduled with activities. They don't get to just play anymore. Or if they do even that schedule, oh, you can go outside for 15 minutes because then you have to come in and do your homework. Because then you have piano lessons tonight and then we have dinner. And, you know, this kind of thing. Be as creative with their time. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I was sent outside for a little bit after school. And some days there were things that we had to do at a certain time. You know, if the family was going somewhere in the evening, for parent-teacher conferences, things like that. But in a lot of cases, I was sent outside and I just got to play until I got tired or until mom called me in and said, hey, it's dinner time and, hey, you know, you do have to do your homework or you have to practice your guitar or whatever. But I never paid attention to the time on the clock when I went outside. It was just to run and be and, you know, throw the ball against the walls, jump rope, kick the leaves around. Even when I got older and I wanted to cut the grass, just so I could get the exercise and, you know, help out. That was my way of helping out at home. Actually, that was kind of a fun time for me. I just didn't have to think about anything other than going in circles and making sure I you know, stayed in the lines so that every piece of grass got cut. Other than that, I kind of got lost in doing it. I could just think and wander and, you know, yes, I watched the grass and made sure there were no little bunnies or rocks or things in the way. But I could just lose myself in doing that. And that's what I think the definition of being unplugged and scheduling downtime is. It's just getting lost in life and forgetting the clock and forgetting the calendar and forgetting. And hopefully, you know, when we have days that we can do that, we do take that opportunity. Some people take that for Sundays. You know, they think that, and they, you know, a lot of people have learned that you're not supposed to work on Sundays. Some of the spiritual communities say that. A lot have still had to work, and, you know, less and less places are closed on Sundays than maybe were when I was younger. So there is a 7-day work week. But it's important that we take, you know, a day or two off of work every week, preferably those 2 days if you can and your schedule allows it. You know, take the afternoon after you get out of work to just do and be for something you enjoy. And yes, it may mean scheduling it. But when you have it scheduled, just forget about everything else. So, I think we're going to, what am I going to do here? I think I'd like to take you all into a bit of a, meditation time. I don't have my music queued up for this, so I have not done a guided meditation in quite some time. So I'd like to look at that for a moment. We're just going to do a very short one on breathing and some of what they call mindfulness type things.
Actually, I'm going to look up something really quickly while I do this, because there's something in particular that I want everybody to kind of think about as we go into. Okay, something just up on my, as I was going into Facebook to look for it, that I had not expected to see. And all I did was type in Facebook. So, you know, how, there we go. You know, am I focusing on my show? No. I'm focusing on some of these other things and going, now what? And there are times where I wish I could just, like, leave it alone, leave it out. Ah, but then there's those pop-up things that surprise me. And it's actually something fun that I'm a part of. And yeah. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. It tells me that something is moving along, and before too long, I will see more of it. And get to find out what's all happening with it. So, as I'm scrolling down looking for this, so what I want you to do is just take a breath. If you're in a place where you can do this, that would be great. If not, please come back to the show later and take some time to do this when you can schedule your downtime. So just a couple of things that I'd like to suggest to you, and things that some a technique that you can use, especially when you're kind of like feeling out of control and, you know, just life is getting too busy. So if you have anything in your hands or on your lap or you're typing away, we're just going to do this for like 3 minutes. It's going to be a very short one today. I'd like you to set that aside and take a couple of deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth if that's comfortable for you. Breathe in as deeply as you can and let it out as slowly as you can. And close your eyes so that you can close out the rest of the world around you for just a second. And clear your mind of anything that you need to. If you have to physically feel like, you know, you're taking it out with your hands and throwing it to the side for a minute, go ahead and do that. Because just for a few minutes, we're going to have this downtime. We're going to unplug from all the hassle, the noise in our lives, and focus on just a couple of things. It is still your area. It's still going to be within your environment. Now, if you have to open your eyes for this beginning part, go ahead, but I'd kind of rather you didn't. And I want you to think of 5 things that you can see in the area where you're sitting or standing. And actually name them and focus on them for just a couple of seconds. Notice the color, the brightness, the intensity, or the shadowing and the lack of intensity that they might have. Each of those 5 things individually. And then if you did open your eyes, close them again. And I want you to think of 4 things that you can touch and feel those things under your hands or under your feet. Now, typically, people think of touch as hands, things with their feet also, or with their arms. Think of four things that you actually touch. Think of how they feel in your hands, the temperature, the coarseness or smoothness. Breath, again, and slowly release it. Now, in your surroundings, I want you to think and focus on three things that you can hear. Focus on those sounds. And again, how loud or soft they are, the tone. How they make you feel, even. Slowly release it. And I want you to pick out two things that you can smell right now in your surroundings. And just focus on those two things. Hopefully they're pleasant smells. But again, how do they make you feel? Hopefully they're relaxing and enjoyable. At least something that you can distinguish exactly what it is. You recognize it. And then take one more deep breath and slowly release it. And focus right now on one thing you can taste. If there's nothing that's coming, think of something that you want to have in mind for taste. Maybe something you enjoy eating or drinking. And how does it taste? And why do you enjoy that? And again, a couple of deep breaths. In and slowly exhaling. And when you're ready to come out of that, actually before you do, picture a very calming scene for you in your mind. Something that's very strong for all of your senses. Things that you can see, touch, hear, smell, taste. Enjoy. Come out of this time. Get one deep breath. Know that you can either go through this entire meditative type experience on your own, when you need some downtime, when you need to unplug from life around you and your feelings are going haywire or your environment's going crazy. You can do, again, five things you see, four you touch, three you hear, two you smell, one you taste. And what I'll do is I'll plug that into the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group as well. And as you come back to this reality, this timeline, to whatever you were doing, know, understand, and remember that you can go through and experience this at any time. You don't ever have to stay in a space or a mode that is uncomfortable, too rushed. Instead, you can create the downtime you need. Sometimes I got to go into the bathroom to do that, you know? It's just what it is. Because there is no other time available, or doesn't seem to be any other time available. So I do that. I do it when it's necessary. And I invite you to do the same thing. Take the time, the space, whatever it is that you need in any given moment. Schedule that downtime. Create that downtime for yourself. Unplug from all the hubbub, the craziness of the world around you. And you'll find that your emotions, your feelings, your life, everything that you experience is probably going to be easier, gentler, and more manageable. With having said all of that, I would like to leave you with an affirmation for the day, as we do all, like to do all the rest shows. Oh, and then I'm going to come back and share with you a, I think, positive news story, if I can find the one that I wanted. So the affirmation is, I take or create downtime for myself every day. Ooh. Yes, and I think it's needed, even if it's 5 minutes, where we don't have to have our brain racing. The affirmation is, I take or create downtime for myself every day. Yep. So we also like to share with you positive news stories because, you know, Purpose Talk Radio is about your purpose, yes, and it falls under the auspices of finding the good and being the good in your life. We don't want our purpose to be bad stuff. We don't want it to be negative, right? We want to make sure that it's flowing calmly, that we don't have any raging emotions. And, you know, there are times where that has to be experienced, yes. Then we can hope that we can get back to things that, you know, are important to us, so that that's not happening. You know, last month we celebrated Positive News Month. And because of that, the Positive News Media page on Facebook to 800 people. Now, for some people, they think, no, that's not much, because they've got thousands and millions on their page. You know what? I actually, that's a good number, because I can communicate with people. I can make sure it just happens, that there's regular posts on there to keep the community active. So we know this week that we lost Aretha Franklin yesterday. And her music, and her way of getting through her more troubled times, was to create music. you know, there's other people here. You know, we lost Elvis 42 years ago. He also used music to send a message to people. You know, and both Aretha and Elvis died on the same day, which is interesting. You know, we look at people like Lady Di, who did all kinds of things against the norm. Got folks jazzed up a little bit over in England there. As she didn't follow the norm. She didn't listen to all the rules quite as well as some of the royalty might like. But what she did do instead was to share her life with the world. You know, she went out there and visited HIV hospitals. She taught her sons that, you know, they can have fun and they can be normal kids even though they are royalty. And her boys broke the mold a little bit too with the ladies they married. And no, they didn't go totally against the family or anything like that or rebel, but they found people they loved. They didn't have to be a certain type or style or anything. We have a lot of our first responders, our EMS folks, doing triple time these days with the fires in California. With the volcanoes erupting in Hawaii and Australia, I believe it was. There's a lot of things going on in this world that require our safety people, police, fire, ambulance people to be overworked and overtired. And one of the stories that we encountered this week, last week actually, when we did the show, was an officer who was retiring in Southbridge, Massachusetts, after 31 years. Is Officer Dwayne Ledoux. And there's a couple of these stories out there now. You know, our officers give their last job complete call, whatever it is, a code 5, some of it's code 10, some of it's code 31. Many of the departments have different codes that they use. They used to be the old CB coding. That used to be a fun thing for me. They used to have the CB coding that people used just to say, you know, I'm going offline right now. And some of the police departments, or the fire departments, were getting their stuff intercepted that they didn't want intercepted. So some of that has changed over the years. They have different codes at the end. So one of the officers, Officer Ledoux, he was giving his final code 5, as they do in Massachusetts. And he was kind of broken up after 31 years of doing this, of course. You know, and his chief came on and thanked him for all that he'd given. You know, all that he had been able to do for the company, department, saying, it's with great pleasure to announce that as of 11:16 hours on this date, after more than 31 years of service to the town of Southbridge, Officer Dwayne R. Ledoux, badge 1041, has given his last code 5. And it is my honor as the chief of this department to acknowledge that code 5 and Officer Ledoux as of 11:17. You are officially code 5 at 11:17 hours, being his final goodbye. And, you know, and that's an emotional thing. You know, we wish you the best of luck, your future endeavors. You know, and you can see in this car, his partner's videotaping it, and you can see in the car the emotion, 10-4, and the thank you, and the trying to keep it together while he's driving. You know, and I thought, hey, you know, his partner could have been driving well, but then she couldn't have done the videotape. And for the final piece of his send-off, his son, you know, he acknowledged his son's one of his sons and his wife had died in a car accident. But the younger son lived in Seattle, and he came to Massachusetts with a special message for his dad. And at first his dad couldn't recognize the voice. But he got on, and it's 348 tall units. It's my sincere pleasure to announce that as of 11:17 hours on this day. See, I even tear up as I go through this. Officer Dwayne Ledoux is retiring and has given his final code 5. Officer Ledoux still isn't sure, listening to the voice, and he's not recognizing it. He's not recognizing the voice right away. And the voice continues, it's my honor to acknowledge this code 5. To set free a man who has sacrificed so much of his time for all of us, so that he may spend the rest of his life discovering new craft beer, exploring this beautiful country. And most important of all, chasing glory. Officer Ledoux, badge 1041. Officer Ledoux, badge 1041, dead. You are officially code 5. And he still didn't really recognize the voice entirely, even with dad in there, because things sound so different over those radios. And it was just cool for his son to be there. And he said, I called it. I knew he'd be home. I knew he'd come home. But he had to ask his partner. Is that really neat? And, you know, those are the kinds of things that grounded and centered, that family time, that being with the people who are important to us. Whatever that might mean, that's downtime too. That's being unplugged from the rest of the world. That's taking away all those requirements, those details, those things that we have to do, and spending it with the people we love. Because that time is too darn short. We never know when those that we love will be gone. We never know when the things that we love will no longer exist. And so we just have to take that time to be with them because it's so precious. So having said all of that, you know, I appreciate the time that you take to listen to Purpose Talk Radio when we are on Fridays. Again, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. I appreciate the time and the stories that you share about positivity, about your purpose. You know, feel free to, and I invite you to come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and share those stories. come over to positivenewsmedia.org, Positive News Media on Facebook, and share those stories. You can send an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. I'd love to hear about other guests, services you have to offer, all the things that make you the person you are, living the purpose you are, one day at a time, even sometimes one moment at a time. As you set your goals, as you follow that still small voice within you, that says, this is what I need to do, regardless of what other people think. And yet there are times when I need to take the time, get away from the world, that I truly can give to the world to live my purpose. So having said all of that, I give you the theme song of Purpose Talk Radio, I Am Who I Am, walking in the moment, fulfilling my own destiny. That song is by True Trinity. Vocalist on there, Jillian Clark. The writers, Jillian, Rachel, Grace, and myself. You can find them at truetrinity.com. And you can purchase the full song there. It is the theme song of Purpose Talk Radio. It's one of a couple of songs I try to live by in my own time. And I hope that you find it helpful and find it important in your life as well. So again, thank you for listening to Purpose Talk Radio. Thank you for being a part of the audience and the group that made the 800 on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. I invite you to share this link for the show or listen to it again at the same as the live link. Someone just called in. If you'd like to participate in this conversation, hit the one on your phone so that I know you are wanting to speak. Bring you on. We have lots of things going on. Before I close, though, I want to share with you the difference. I'm going to check that phone call. I'm going to play the positive news song for you one last time here before I close out, even though it was for July.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives. I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
So, yes, a caller does want to chat with us today, and, yes, we are the change. You know, again, we can change our schedules, we can change our lives, we can change whatever we need to as we go through this world. You know, we can change the hectic by taking that downtime and unplugging and doing whatever we need to do. So we welcome Cindy to the show. Yes, Cindy and Cindy. Welcome, Cindy, and thank you for
calling in. Thank you, Cindy.
Yes, you had some comments you'd like to put into this. Are there things that you do for downtime or specific things you want to add to the show for today?
Well, really the only thing I'd like to say is that when people start feeling down and there's no way out of anything, I think the best thing to do is maybe change the scenery and find new faces, new people to talk to.
Okay.
I've had some major personal issues, some deaths in my family over the past few months, and I've found it difficult to wake up, to get out of bed, but you just have to continue living and continue getting out of bed and finding new things to make your day better.
Okay, cool. So what types of things, you know, when you're hectic and you're in that, oh, how do I get around this now kind of feelings, are there things that you do, particular ways that you unplug from the world? You say you change your scenery, but how, and the ways that you do that specifically?
I joined the pool. This is my fourth membership now, so I went ahead and joined the local pool, and I haven't been going as often as I'd like, but I've actually met a neighbor two doors down, and I didn't even know she was there, so she and I have become friends now, and I've connected with more of my female friends and going out to lunch and just connecting with more people, because I've kind of been shut down. I had to care for an ill boyfriend who died in April. So I was kind of shut out from a lot of things that I used to do. So I'm just finding new things and new faces, new people to reconnect with and connect with new people.
Cool. That sounds great. Okay. And we had talked earlier about some of that, where some people find the other, going and finding other people to hang with as their downtime and their rejuvenation, and then there's some that need to, like, back away from everybody as their rejuvenation. But there is,
right,
you know, there is a nice balance in life when we can, you know, do a little bit of both. So,
right.
Cool.
And then I've also found some new hobbies. I've started painting on canvas. So I started that in the fall. And that was basically to replace my real flowers and butterflies and birds that were outside in the spring and the summer and the fall. But in the wintertime, there's nothing. So I've been painting, and I hope to teach painting classes soon.
Nice. So you find a way to get that meditation kind of that we went through. We did, you know, the five things to see, four to touch, three to hear, two to smell, and one to taste, just to remind people again what they were. You know, you get to do that with your canvas then. You know, you can always put all of that in one place for yourself.
That is true.
All right. Well, thank you again for calling
in.
I really appreciate that. And
thanks very much,
thank
Cindy.
You for listening as well. All right. Good day.
Have
now.
A good weekend. Okay, bye.
You too. Bye. Cool. Okay. We'll give folks one last chance. If you want to talk to us, 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Press the number one. So I know you do want to talk. Otherwise, we'll be wrapping this baby up. And heading out till next week as we, again, look at, well, you know, I don't think I'm going to have next week. I'm not sure. I will be on the road. So if we can reasonably do that from the road, I will do so. We'll know, keep tabs on the Facebook page and this Blog Talk Radio, Purpose Talk Radio page, and we'll see how that works for you. If we can do the show, we will do that. Otherwise, it will be 2 weeks. Wow. And that'll be school week already. Next semester starting. Seems like time just flies when I have breaks. And then I'll be back in the routine, just like many other students. So in the meantime, folks, until the next time that we do share our time together, I hope that you all are living your purpose, and that until next time, I wish you all soul blessings, and thanks for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.